Hurricane season always brings a certain feeling of dread in coastal areas that are vulnerable to these massive tropical storms. But some of the best research and forecasts come from a place far from the coasts, near the Front Range of the Rocky Mountains. The forecasts put out by atmospheric scientists at Colorado State University have been fairly accurate over the past few decades, with the exception of last year, when lead researcher Phil Klotzbach says the unexpected warming of the Pacific Ocean waters, known as El Nino, intervened. When Pacific waters are warm, storms are not drawn westward as strongly as they are when Pacific waters are cooler.
Certainly last year, that was one of the things why our forecast didn't do very well. An El Nino came on that we didn't expect. And also there's several groups that try to predict El Nino. That's their primary focus, and they didn't really see it coming either.
Klotzbach says this year and the years to follow should see lots of big storms because of an overall warming of the Atlantic waters that began more than a decade ago.
Since 95, we've had mostly active hurricane seasons. The only 3 years that were not active were 1997, 2002, and 2006, which all three of them were El Nino years.
The man who established the reputation of this research center and continues to guide it is 77-year-old Professor Emeritus William Gray. He says the United States and Caribbean areas may be in for some rough storm seasons for some time to come.
How long will this last? No one can say for sure, but if the futures like to pass, this should go on probably another 15 or 20 years.
The Colorado State University forecast also includes probabilities of landfall in specific areas like southern Florida and the Gulf of Mexico. Both are above 50% this year. Gray says these probabilities are based to some extent on past events.
Since the last 100 and some years, there's been no landfall of a major storm in the Jacksonville area of North Florida. But there's been half the Category 4 or 5 storms that have struck the U.S. in the last century have occurred in the southeast Florida.
Gray says hurricanes are likely to cause more death and destruction in the future as populations grow in coastal areas. He says the monster hurricane that hit Miami in 1926 would do far more harm if it came today.
There wasn't many people living in Miami in 1926. Now the whole Gold Coast there from Palm Beach south to the Keys, there's about 5-6 million people there. So that would do tremendous damage.
Gray says people building homes in vulnerable areas should be using designs and material that will protect them and their property from storms.
If you just spend 3-4% more on your home, if you build a new one, you can build it to withstand much stronger winds.
But as Hurricanes Katrina and Rita showed in 2005, much damage is also done by heavy rains and huge waves of water coming inland. In the end, Professor Gray says people who live in coastal areas will have to accept the risk and the expense that may come with it. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Fort Collins, Colorado.